Hello, fam. Welcome back to another episode of the Fit Life with MJ podcast. Super excited to be back in your ears. As always, today we've got a super juicy topic that I cannot wait to talk to you guys about because this is something that I personally struggled with in my own weight loss slash fat loss. And yes, I do so say those two things separately. We talked about that in last week's episode as well. But I wanna bring this to light because I know there's a lot of girls out there who are trying to use or considering using appetite suppressants or think that they might benefit from using an appetite suppressant to lose weight. And God forbid if your doctor has told you that you need an appetite suppressant to lose weight without doing any other tests or asking you any further questions about other things that you've tried in order to lose weight. So this episode, if you are one of those girls who's starting to consider, maybe I need an appetite suppressant to help me lose weight so I can stop eating as much, let's dive into that today. I want to talk to you girls about why appetite suppressants can actually hinder your long-term fat loss results, why they can cause weight regain, and why you don't need them. So of course, I'm going to be dropping the tea for you guys on how to actually lose your weight the healthy way, the fast way, and the sustainable way, so that once you get your weight off, you don't have to worry about whether it's going to come back or not. And that's the life we all want to live, right? You want to get rid of the weight, you want to become that person that doesn't have that weight anymore, and you just want to live your life to its fucking fullest. So without any further ado, let's dive straight in. So firstly, like I mentioned earlier, this is something I've struggled with a lot as well in the early days of me trying to, you know, lose weight, get fit, get toned, all of those things, doing it the way that I thought I had to do it, based on what I was learning from magazines and the internet, because social media wasn't really a huge thing back then, but for the latter part of it, Instagram and Facebook, like my OG girls will know, Ashley Bynes was probably my first influential girl that I looked up to for weight loss. So a lot of the, there was a lot of toxic information out there back then that had us all thinking that we had to eat less and move more to lose weight. And yes, controlling your portion sizes and what you eat and exercise are very important parts of losing weight, but we still have this idea in our mind that we've got to eat bare minimum to lose weight. And I know at least 99% of my girls listening now, listening in the future, and a lot of my MJ Fit Life girls before starting with me were of the same idea. That just this idea just keeps creeping into your mind that you have to eat minimal calories to lose weight, and the less you eat, the better, right? So I remember me personally, I ditched my calories right down to about 1100 to 1200 calories a day, and I was exercising a lot as well. So for me, that was very, very low. But I know that there are some of you girls that might not even be getting 1100 to 1200 calories a day in, and definitely not with healthy, nutrient-dense foods. And you might be trying to control your calorie intake to a low amount and finding that you're getting really hungry throughout the day, especially towards that 3 p.m. slump that we all experience. I have another episode about that about two episodes ago, I think, talking about the 3 p.m. slump, which will shed a bit more light on why you do feel more hungry, crave sugar, and feel low energy around that 3 p.m. time in the afternoon. But you'll usually be trying to get through your day with coffee, with chewing gum was a thing for me as well. I used to chew chewing gum, except then I end up getting hungry because my body would be like, okay, you're chewing something, but you're not swallowing. So now I'm even more hungry. So that was a thing for me, but coffee was definitely a thing. I would load up on coffee because caffeine is an appetite suppressant to some people. And just having something coming in that had flavor tricks your body into thinking that you're eating. And so it's easier to actually not induce food. So then, I'm just looking at my computer screen here. It's giving me something funny on my screen telling me that it's not recording my podcast episode anymore, and I don't know why. Okay, give me a second. Sorry, guys. Give me 1 second here. We love a bit of a tech issue, don't we? All right, let's go again. Okay. Recording's already in progress. Okay, I don't know what my computer's doing. It's been so strange. It's not counting up the time of my recording anymore, but it thinks the recording is already in progress. I'm just going to trust that it is still recording and hope that this episode is still there. Otherwise, I don't know, maybe we'll just have to upload the audio of the video of this live onto, I'll work it out. Okay, so I used to try and get through by loading up on coffee or sometimes chewing gum. And my go-to was sugar-free lollies. right? So I had like a bag of like sugar-free lollies in my work desk all the time, because when I did get that real hunger feeling, but it wasn't time for my next minimal snack, I'd just pick at some of those lollies. And even then I was counting the calories of them, because I was like, oh, I still don't want to make sure I overconsume them. Like I was only having one or two and savoring the shit out of them. And there were times where I would just go, you know what? Maybe I should just take an appetite suppressant, and that way I won't feel hungry. And then I can get through the day without feeling hungry, without eating much, and then I'll lose weight. It went through my mind quite a few times, to the point where I actually did purchase appetite suppressants at one point. And I think I got I took a few of them, and then I'm glad that there was a part of me that was just like, this doesn't feel right. Like, don't do it. So I stopped taking them, but I look back now and just even the mere thought of just eating so small amounts of food throughout the day and eating such a low amount of calories. Now with where I'm at on my health journey, my understanding of nutrition and fitness and fat loss and sustainable weight loss and fat loss, just looking back, it just gives me shivers to think that I used to do that to my body. But I do recall when I had the appetite suppressants, I didn't get those hunger pangs. It made it so much easier to get through the day without eating as much and without feeling the need to pick at food. So I understand the appeal of appetite suppressants. I really do. They honestly, yeah, they can be quite powerful, which makes them very appealing, because we all still think the less we eat, the more we're going to lose weight. So what I found was happening to me when I was trying to eat as few calories as possible, even when I was on the appetite suppressants, was I was just stuck in this vicious binge cycle of where I would just restrict as much as I could throughout the week. And then come with the weekends, I would reach my boiling point by the weekends where I just couldn't restrict anymore. I just couldn't be strict. I wanted to go out and have fun with my friends. And I would just binge, and I'd be like, you know what? It's my free pass. I've worked hard all week. Surely I've got some progress out of it. And you know, a lot of the time I would see progress, but I would ruin that progress on the weekend by binging. And even with the appetite suppressants, I would still binge, because it wasn't the hunger that was making me binge by that point. It was the fact that my body was so undernourished that it was craving just any sort of nourishment, particularly fast energy from like processed carbohydrates, fats and things like that, sugary foods. So I had no chance, because I deprived my body so much throughout the week that by the weekend it was just insatiable. Even with the appetite suppressant, I still craved food in and of itself. I might not have felt hungry, but I craved food because my body needed it, because I wasn't giving it to it throughout the week, right? Also, zero fucking energy. Like, I was a shell of myself. I had to force myself to move. I had no energy. I had very little mental focus. I could focus for short periods of time, but it was never very long periods of time. And then I would just get brain fog. I certainly actually didn't ever achieve the body I wanted. Like, I pictured myself having this lean, athletic, muscular looking body that was fit and strong and healthy. But all I had was just this, I don't know what you'd call it. I mean, in the industry, we call it skinny fat. Like, I wasn't a big build. I wasn't a big shape, but I had no shape. I was just small, but I had more body fat than I really should have at that size. And because I was depriving my body of calories and energy and nutrients, that's why, right? So I'm going to explain how that works and why that was happening. But this is basic. I'm just explaining you the effect, what was happening, and I'm going to explain why that was happening. So I explained why the binge cycle was happening. The no energy obviously was because my brain wasn't getting the nutrients it needed to function properly. My body wasn't getting calories or energy to function properly. The reason that I didn't have the body shape and the fitness I wanted was because I wasn't putting anything in my body to help me actually build muscle so that I could have muscle tone. Even though I was exercising, my body had no building blocks to put on extra muscle weight. So I had very little muscle tone, and I had the excess body fat there because my body was in a state of wanting to store fat because it was freaking out that it wasn't getting any energy coming in. And fat is your body's like default favorite lifelong survival mechanism of energy. So whenever your body goes into a state of thinking it's not getting enough energy in, it's going to become more efficient at storing fat than it is at burning, and more efficient at not burning it off as much. So under eating is actually less effective for burning fat than eating the right amount of foods. So I didn't get the body shape I wanted because I couldn't build muscle and I wasn't burning fat efficiently. So I might have got small, but I didn't get shape. I had no fitness. I had no energy. It was not a sustainable existence. In fact, it was a detriment to my health, because when you're under eating, you're also not providing nutrients for your immune system to function properly. You're all of the cells in your body that help your eyesight, your organs, your blood, your skin, your hair, your nails, your bone density. Everything needs nutrients to function properly. And if you're not eating those nutrients, there's nothing in there to replenish those cells with. They degenerate, you age faster, your health dives down faster, and you don't get to live the best version of your life, right? Ultimately. So all of these things come from not eating enough, and suppressing your appetite is just helping you not eat enough. And I know there's doctors out there that are prescribing girls with things like Ozempic and metformin and other drugs that have an effect on your appetite to help them lose weight without actually asking them what kind of diet and exercise routines have they tried in the past that didn't work and why didn't they work. This is such a question that I really want it to be mandatory for doctors to actually ask this question, because I know a lot of the girls I speak to who come to me for help, who come to join MJ Fit Life, they've been to doctors and been prescribed these medications. They've been asked if they want to go on these medications without the doctors actually diving into what's your eating been like in the past? What other diets have you tried, or what other ways of eating for weight loss have you tried before? What other exercise and eating routines have you tried together that haven't worked before? Why didn't that work? Why didn't that work? Why didn't that work? And start there instead of just going, you need to lose 50 kilos in the next 12 months. Here's a drug that's going to suppress your appetite, make you under eat, and deprive your body of the nutrients it needs. Anyway, rant over on that section, but this is just something I know there's a lot of you girls out there who are considering going to these. There's a craze going on with celebrities at the moment. It's the Ozempic craze of celebrities actually promoting the fact that they've used Ozempic to lose weight. And that just really gets under my skin, because these are people of influence. And I know, yes, they've got this influence. They shouldn't have to live their life a certain way just because they've got the influence, even though a lot of them gained that influence knowing full well that they were going to be influential to a lot of vulnerable people and that they would need to be careful with that. But it just frustrates me that these people of influence are out there saying, yeah, I just, like, a lot of them weren't big to start with. They just went from, like, in the US, a size 4 to a size 2, which in Australia is like going from a size 10 to a size 8. So they weren't big. They were never big to start with, but they just wanted to shed down a few kilos so that they looked good on the red carpet, so they took Ozempic. And I literally heard someone on TikTok say, of course they would. It's a great idea. Exercise is shit. Why would you want to exercise when you don't have to? Just take Ozempic. And I just was like, oh my God, we are doomed as a society if too many people start buying into that BS. But anyway, I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole. I just get really frustrated when those things happen, as you can see. But you don't need them. You don't need them, girls. So I think we've talked enough about why under eating is actually slowing down your fat loss. Because I'm pretty sure I did explain that, didn't I? So I want us to go in and talk about what the best way is for you to actually eat and move to get the results that you actually want in a healthy and sustainable way, right? Because, like, if you think about it, let's think about it like this. This is why the drugs will actually, when I'm talking the drugs, well, yeah, drugs, the appetite suppressants in any case, this is why they can make you regain the weight at the end of your weight loss journey. And this is the biggest problem. It's the dark horse in the room that you don't know is going to happen until it's too late. The reason for that is because you can take these appetite suppressants the whole way until you're at your goal weight, and you don't know that the problem is about to occur. The regain is about to occur. Here's why. Think about it like this, okay? So as I explained before, you're on your fat loss, weight loss journey, either fat loss or weight loss, both one in the same, because fat is weight, but Weight is not always fat. Anyway, talked about that in other episodes. You're on your weight loss journey. You're getting results. You're suppressing your appetite. You're under eating. Your body is losing the weight. You're getting there. You get down to your goal weight, even if you still don't have the toned physique that you actually wanted at the end of it, like yours truly. But anyway, regardless of that, you're on your journey. You reach down to your goal weight. You've been taking these appetite suppressants and under eating to get to your goal, right? Now, the health issues like your sight being affected, your hair, skin and nails, your organs not being able to function properly, your immune system not being able to function properly, all of these things don't just show up overnight. They can take decades to show up. I still have issues with my immune system, not in the sense that I don't get sick. Very fortunate that I don't get sick anymore because of the way that I fuel my body with nutrients, but I still have an allergy or a sensitivity to perfume on my skin. I don't spray perfume directly on my skin because my skin reacts to the perfume now. And that only started happening a few years after I'd gone through my phase of under eating. So I didn't know that that was going to be an issue. And it is. It affects you in so many ways you don't even realize. But it affects you in ways that you might not see the effects of for years down the track. So you can under eat and deprive your body of nutrients, reach your goal weight, and you won't know the negative effects that that was going to have for up to 10 years later. But that aside, think about this the whole time you've been under eating. And like I mentioned before, when you under eat, your body goes into a state of, oh, we're not getting enough energy in here. We need to become more efficient at saving our energy stores and not using them as much. So your body becomes more efficient at storing fat and more efficient at not burning it for energy, right? So you slow down your fat burn and you speed up your fat gain when you under eat. Now this is happening, okay? So you've slowed down your fat gains and you've sped up, you've slowed down your fat burn and you've sped up your fat gains. But you're still losing weight because you're not eating yet, right? You're not eating enough, but you've downregulated your metabolism. Then you reach your goal weight and you go, oh cool, I'm here, I made it. Don't need these appetite suppressants anymore. The hunger comes back insatiably, and good luck. Good luck avoiding eating when that happens. But also, you're eating so little that at some point, your body is going to just reject that, and it's going to say, you cannot keep this up anymore, and it's going to basically force you to eat something. You will just get to a point where you won't be able to avoid the cravings anymore. And that's if you don't start seeing negative health effects of under-eating prior to that. So you stop taking the appetite suppressants. You start eating a little bit more because you've decided, hang on a sec, I don't want to have to not eat a lot of food for the rest of my life. I don't want to have to avoid the foods I really enjoy for the rest of my life. I want to start eating those. I've reached my goal weight. I can eat the things I enjoy again now. So you start eating more calories, more processed foods. And your body, your metabolism is still downregulated. It's still efficient at storing fat and efficient at not burning it. So you've just increased your calorie intake with a slower metabolism. And guess what happens there? Weight gain. And then you're stuck because you just lost all this weight and now you've just gained it back twice as quickly. And it's going to be harder to lose the next time, right? Because your body is very, very, very adaptable and it will learn very quickly how to keep itself alive, no matter how it looks, no matter how much body fat it has on it. Your body doesn't care how it looks. It just wants to be living and breathing and pumping blood throughout your body. It just wants to survive. It doesn't care what you look like. You care what you look like. It just wants to keep you alive and it doesn't care how much body fat it has to store to do it. So if you keep training your body to hoard fat, it's going to get very fucking good at doing that. And it's going to get very hard to burn the fat off that you want to burn without extreme measures. And no one wants to live a life like that. So, babe, what do you do to lose the weight and keep it off the healthy, sustainable way? You do it without the extreme measures to start with. My number one tip to anyone embarking on a weight loss journey, and this is from my personal experience, is do it in a way you can keep up for life. Because if you change what you did to lose the weight, you will lose the results you got from what you did before, right? So whatever results you get from using appetite suppressants, you won't keep once you get off the appetite suppressants. Any medication or any restrictive way of losing weight, if you don't keep that up forever, You will lose the results that that method got you. So the best way and the healthiest way is to eat at just the right calorie amount that asks your body to just tap into a little bit of stored body fat every single day. So you're not freaking your body out and down-regulating your metabolism. You're actually keeping your metabolism firing like a furnace. So it's happily burning fat every day for you. It's not freaking out and hoarding fat. It happily knows energy and nutrients are coming in every day. So it's happily going to burn that fat for energy because it knows more energy is coming in. So we only want to eat in about a 200 to 300 calorie deficit of your daily intake needs. And everyone's different here, which is why my MJ Fit Life meal plans are personalized to all of our girls. We work out how many calories you're burning individually on a daily basis, and we give you a meal plan that suits your eating preferences that keep you in that 200 to 300 calorie deficit each day. So that way your body's not threatened and freaking out. It's got no need to start hoarding fat. All you're asking it to do is tap into 200 to 300 calories worth of stored body fat per day, liberate that for energy to make up the gap. Because let's say if you burn 2000 calories a day, we put you on 1700 a day, that's your 300 calorie deficit. Your body's only got to make up 300. Whereas if you start asking your body to make up 1000 calories a day, it's going to start going, hang on a sec, we need to get more efficient at this fat storing business here because we're not getting enough in to keep this factory running. So 200 to 300 calories a day, 300 max per day. Otherwise your body will start getting real good at storing fat. And then do it with balance to start with. Don't ever enter into your weight loss journey with an idea that you have to avoid certain foods. My thing was like, I would avoid chocolate Monday to Friday, and then on the weekend, a whole block or two or heavens knows what worth of sugar. I was the biggest chocolate fiend back then. What you will also find is when you are eating in just a 200 to 300 calorie deficit and you are eating with balance in the way I'm about to explain, you won't actually crave things like chocolate and sugary things. You won't actually crave foods anymore as much as you do. Like sometimes every now and then I'll get a random craving and be like, oh, I could go for some like nachos, or I could go for like some chocolate, or something that I really enjoy the idea of eating occasionally. Yeah, sure. But I used to crave food every day, could not get the thought of any one particular food out of my head any given day or week. It'd just be this idea, oh my God, I've got to have Doritos. Oh my God, I've got to have a Cadbury Freddo Frog right now. Oh my God, if I don't get this like packet of chips into me, I don't know what I'm going to do. Like it was just insatiable when I was under eating. Whereas now that I'm nourishing my body the right way with balance, cravings are gone. Like I'm in control of my eating now. So, and my weight. For that exact reason as well. So the 80-20 rule, yes, it's been flogged to death like a dead horse because it is what works. It's what works. If you enter into your weight loss journey thinking that you've got to deprive yourself of something you enjoy, it's going to be the first thing you binge on that's if you reach your weight loss goal without ever touching that food, which not very many people ever do. We always get a few weeks, if that, in before we go, you know what? I don't want to live a life without that food. I'm going to eat it now. And then because we've restricted and we still think we have to restrict, we binge on it. And then it's like this stop-start diet cycle. So always use the 80-20 rule. I usually say either 80-20 or 90-10%. So 80 to 90% of your food intake needs to be nutrient-dense whole foods so that your body's getting the nutrients it needs to function properly and to keep your metabolism firing and to keep you healthy and energized. And then 10 to 20% can be the processed, less healthy foods of whatever you want. I also have a balanced meal system that I teach to my MJ Fit Life girls, which means depending on where they're at in their journey, they can have 1 to 2, sometimes up to 3 balanced meals a week, which are whatever they want. They don't even have to be on plan. We just give them a bit of like a calorie guide of like what to sort of stay within. So it's not a complete blowout that undoes their entire week's worth of progress, but it changes with where you're at in your journey. So you're always getting the best results and maintaining in the best way without feeling restricted. So that you can have date night, you can have girls night, you can go out and do whatever you want and enjoy yourself without feeling like you have to avoid foods. Because the minute you think you've got to avoid something is the minute that your diet is destined to fail you at some point. Essentially, I'm not going to say you're failing it, because that kind of diet system is always going to fail you, because you're not supposed to live like that. We don't want to live avoiding things that we enjoy. We came here into these lives to enjoy every freaking minute and live the best way that we possibly can. And avoiding things you love is not that. So That's one of my biggest philosophies for now, Fit Life Fam girls. So this precisely as well, when you're eating nutrient-dense whole foods, you'll find you can actually eat, and when you're not eating in a huge 1,000-calorie deficit, you can eat more food. You get to eat more quantity of food, which means you feel fuller for longer, which means you don't feel the need to eat as often. A lot of my MJ Fit Life girls come to me, and I love it when they do. When they first start their MJ Fit Life meal plans, they come to me and they're like, MJ, is this correct? That's a lot of food. Like, this lunch is really big. Is that right? Have I done this properly? And I'm like, you sure have, babe, because that's what we're all about here. More food done in a smart way, calorie-wise, so that you get nourished, you get energized, you get satiated, so you're feeling fuller for longer. You're not hungry all the time, so you don't need the appetite suppressants, and your metabolism is a furnace. It's burning that fat off efficiently because you're in the right calorie deficit. So the meal plans, that's why our meal plans use filling portions of food. They fill you up, they keep you full, they're satisfying. And we only use foods that you enjoy, so you're actually loving what you eat and learning all of these recipes as you go. We've got like over 1,500 recipes that I'm always adding to as well, that the girls get in their meal plans each week when they do their updates. So it's all about eating in a way that you enjoy, that fuels your body and only asks it to burn a little bit of fat off each day. It's a gradual thing. If you ditch your calories too soon, you're just going to make your body become more efficient at storing fat and more efficient at not burning it. So yeah, I hope that's made sense. And I hope it's been helpful for you girls as well, because this is one of the biggest things I struggled with. I could never get out of my head, I'm not eating much, why aren't I losing weight? I didn't understand this dynamic, and it made me waste years and caused a lot of health issues with me and for my journey. So that's why I want to share things like this with you guys, to help you speed up the process yourself. And of course, if you are listening to this and you're thinking, okay, that's all well and good, MJ, I get that I should be eating more and I need to be eating 80 to 90% nutrient-dense whole foods, but I've got no freaking idea how to put meals together that meet my calorie needs or what foods are actually healthy, and it's all very overwhelming and can be a little bit confusing at times, that's where I come in to help you, babe. So if you are in that boat where you're too short on time to sit down and work out what you should be eating and calculate the calories and then have to track every single day, if that's not the life for you, but you want your eating to be on point for you, but you also want it to be ridiculously simple and time-saving so that you can just eat the foods, know exactly what to shop for in the supermarket, know exactly what to make that's not going to take hours in the kitchen, and just eat delicious food that you love without restriction while the fat just melts off your body, that's what we do with our meal plans. That's what MJ Fit Life is all about. It's for my busy girls who just want to know how to eat the right way so you can learn how it's done, learn how your body works as you lose the weight, and be doing it in a way that the weight stays off once you reach your goal, because you don't have to change what you did to get there, because it becomes your lifestyle. So if that is you, if that's what you would love for yourself, then either drop me a comment in this podcast episode saying fit, or reach out to me on my socials. I will always put my social links in the show notes. So my Instagram and Facebook Messenger are the most common for people to reach out to me on. Always drop those in there for you. And as always, fam, I would love it if you would share this episode with anyone who you think would also benefit from hearing it, because it's just a little of me here sitting here recording this with you guys. And then you can also help change someone else's life. If you think that someone would benefit from hearing this episode or talking to me about their fitness journey, let's spread the fitness. Tell them to look up the Fit Life with MJ podcast or me on socials, and yeah, become a part of spreading the Fit Life with MJ podcast. But I would also love it if you've got a minute to pop over on the platform you're listening on and leave us a 5-star review, because that helps us get to the top of the list when people are looking for podcasts like this. They find this episode or they find this podcast, they have a listen, and it helps them. We get to reach more people that way. So you can be a part of that growth there too. And also, I love seeing your feedback. It's so heartwarming for me to see what you guys are getting from this podcast and from the episodes and how much it's helping you. So please don't hold back in sharing that with me on socials or by leaving a 5-star review on the platform that you're listening to the podcast episode on. All right, my lovelies, as I mentioned before, please do not hesitate to reach out to me if you would like to talk about how I can help you lose your unwanted weight and reach your fitness goals with ease and in a way that you can easily sustain for life. You can either just drop me a DM saying fit or ask whatever questions you want to ask when you do reach out to me. All right, my loves, thank you so much for tuning in, and I will talk to you all in the next episode.